While interviewing Zeke, it was really interesting to know. We had a discussion about fashion and trends and dance costumes and how they're all connected, but really different at the same time, and that it evolves and changes throughout. And in this little podcast, we had a short discussion about this. I was talking to my teacher about my subject, and he was like, well, he's from Scotland, and he was like, well, I think Scottish people youth looks exactly like Dutch youth. He was like, maybe it's really hard for countries to show their own culture because they are now globalizing. We're taking inspiration from America, and fashion is kind of just looking the same.
Yeah. Well, I do agree with that. I think it's going in time frames, but when you look at teenagers on TikTok, you can't see in which country it is recorded, because they indeed all look exactly the same. And I don't think that's part of fashion. I think that's more part of youth culture, or because I don't want to call that fashion. I mean, jeans and t-shirt are not fashion, they are clothing. Trends are for me also not really fashion. When I approach fashion, it's the really design, conceptual developing side of fashion that's at the start of everything that's being clothing culture. But for me, like what people look like in the streets are a result of what people in fashion do 10 years ago, and then slowly it diffuses and therefore also spreads throughout. I think a lot of countries indeed look the same.
Okay.
Some cities have their own kind of vibe, so we still can call something very Berlin-esque, or we can call something very Parisian, but that's more like the way people dress. And of course, that should be called fashion, but it's more a personal way of dressing than I would call actual fashion.